This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027.
Joining me now is Themba Mkhwanazi. He's the CEO of Kumba Iron Ore to look at their half-year results. Themba, thank you for joining us this evening on Classic Business. Firstly, just give us your impressions of the results so far this year.
Hi, Kobe, and good evening to your listeners. We're very pleased with the results this year, Kobe. And I think what pleases us as well is that despite the uncontrollable headwinds in terms of lower iron ore prices, stronger currency, and some of the lost opportunity from a sales front because of the logistical challenges, you can clearly see that in terms of what we had control over, we had a solid set of results.
Themba, maybe just for, most people know the Kumba name, they know it's an iron ore mine, but maybe just as a starting point, maybe just take the listeners through the Kumba iron ore story. It includes obviously Sishen mine and it includes Kolomela mine. Just take us through exactly the structure of the actual mine.
Yeah, so we produce about 45 million tons per annum from two of our mines. We have the Sishen mine, which is the flagship mine in Katu, in the Northern Cape. And then we have Kolomela, which is the mine which is based in Potsmansberg. So we'll produce about 45 million tons, of which we rail to Saldanha, to the port, a large proportion of that. About 3 million tons of what we produce is sold locally to ArcelorMittal SA, and then the balance is exported overseas to customers largely in China, Japan, Korea, and the rest of Asia, also in the Europe, MENA region, and some in the North America.
Right, so it really is a global business, and it really is focused on iron ore. Now, if I look at the results, you say we talk about production; it was up 3% in the half year, but revenue decreased by 9%, while the operating expenses increased at the same time. Themba, maybe just take us through that. Just take us through the income statement dynamics and how we got to that point over the half year.
Yeah. So revenue is down for the same period last year. And as I said, that's largely due to the impact of the stronger rand and the fact that prices were a lot lower than they were for the comparative period in 2017. So as a consequence of that, there was about 2 billion impact based on price, and just over 1.2 billion impact on the currency. What is pleasing, however, though, is that from a premium and what we get for our second to none products, there was a positive just over a billion rand.
Right. Okay. So actually, I mean, as you rightly pointed out right in the beginning, that you could control, you actually controlled very well during the half year. But obviously, things such as a stronger rand or the fact that that iron ore prices are potentially lower over the half year, those are things that are very, very difficult to maintain and quite frankly and to put into any model in order to ascertain, you know, where your business profitability is going to lie. I see that your dividend policy, though, is now paying away from a base dividend of between 50 and 75% of HEPS. That's quite large for a mining group, right?
Yeah, it is. I mean, our business is a highly cash-generative business. It has always been our policy to return excess cash to our shareholders. And we're very pleased that despite the challenges, we're still able to honor that. What is particularly pleasing this time around is that we're in a position to actually put some clarity in terms of a payout ratio, and also to put some clarity in terms of what are we comfortable with from a balance sheet flexibility perspective.
Tibbo, is it foreseeable? I mean, for a mining group such as yourselves, I mean, it obviously requires quite a lot of cash flow in order to run a business such as yours, that maybe the dividend payout ratio has been set to rich. Could it be that you might have to pull back on that over time?
No, Kumba has always been quite a positive a dividend a payer. I mean, dividend yields for us have always been quite strong, between the 8% to 10%. So we've always maintained that range. I mean, for us, I mean, we obviously run the business to be sustainable for the future. We have challenges around obviously cost base, given our size and where we are to our main end user markets. But we're also quite confident, though, that, for example, through our strategy, which is really around focused around three elements, one being eliminating fatalities, two being margin enhancement, three being extending the life of our mines, that it will position us well to be able to withstand the non-controllables or the headwinds and to continue this sustained cash generation and return to our shareholders.
One of the things that, as you rightly pointed out a little bit earlier, that is very difficult to control is not only the fact that there's a stronger rand, but also the lower increase, the lower increase in coal prices. But the other thing which is very, very difficult to control is that happens on your rail outages. I mean, the Oryx line was seriously curtailed in the process.
Yeah, it was. I mean, in the last, since the second half of 2017, we've had six derailments. And this is from a context of, you know, more than five years or so, probably about four derailments, if that, in the 5 years. So to suddenly, obviously, have the six within a year is of concern, four of which were on impacted iron ore, two of which impacted manganese. So again, for us, it's been lost opportunity to sell 2.4 million tons, which would have added about 2 billion rand to our revenue line.
If I'm not mistaken, I mean, this Oryx line is something that I think highlighted in other sets of results for other listed companies as well. I mean, this was a major problem that, and I think it was Spurnet or Transnet had on this line. Literally, we're talking about many carriages that were broken or literally just derailed and had to be written off.
It is a problem. It is a major problem, and it is a concern. And clearly, it's in all of our interests, ourselves and Transnet, that through the recovery plan which they've presented us, which is a positive, that we first of all ensure that we return to stability, and then start to work hard in terms of clawing back the losses that we've incurred thus far.
Timber, just take us through, I mean, one of the big things is your strategy of transformation to full potential, or a strategy plan that that your company calls Tswelo Lopele. Maybe just take us through what exactly that means.
So there's three horizons. First horizon basically looks at our current business and how we can improve the current asset base. So we're quite confident that from a productivity, from a cost, and from a maximizing in terms of our high-quality products, in terms of the revenues, we still have some opportunity there. So that largely talks to margin enhancement. The second element, which is Horizon 3, talks to growing the current asset base. And again, here, we're talking more around our life of mine extension. So here, we look at our exploration activities. We're really looking at the utilization of our UHDMS technology, which allows us to treat low-grade stockpiles and still deliver the high-quality products that we have. And a key consideration here as well is the logistics line and making sure that as we make these improvements, in tandem to that, we see similar improvements in productivity. And then the third and last element is under Horizon 3, is very much around opportunistic value accretive opportunities. So Horizon 2 talks more to life of mine extension. And then, of course, Horizon 3 is more around value accretive opportunities in the longer term.
Well, that was Themba Mkhwanazi. He's the CEO of Kumba Iron Ore, having a closer look at their half-year results. This is Classic Business, only on Classic 102.7.